Today's episode, The Great Independence Fire. On July 1st of 1886, the headlines of the Bishop newspaper proclaimed fire. Almost the whole of Independence burned to the ground. At about 4 o'clock in the afternoon of June 30th, the cry of fire rang through the quiet streets of Independence, and almost immediately men and women came from all quarters to attempt to subdue the flames. The fire started first in the old building south of Mayor's Livery and spread quickly to the large stable, which contained a considerable amount of hay. The fierce flames quickly leaped from one building to the next as it ravaged its way through the town's commercial district and on into the neighborhoods. The heat of the burning buildings was so intense that people were unable to remain in the streets and were helpless to do a thing to stop the hungry flames in their path of destruction. Many citizens suffered from the effects of the smoke and heat, but fortunately no one was seriously injured. Over half the town's residents were rendered homeless, but were cared for as well as possible by their friends and neighbors. 38 buildings suffered the inferno's destruction, including the Inyo County Courthouse and the United States Post Office. The newspaper noted that this was the most disastrous fire ever experienced in Inyo County. Thanks to the heroic efforts of Independence residents Mrs. J.S. McGee and Mrs. R.L. Peeler, at least a portion of the county records were saved, including the books and money of the treasurer's office. It is reported the two brave women ignored the engulfing flames to rescue the county documents and also instructed nearby men to remove some of the courthouse's furniture. The newspaper article concludes, "In behalf of the citizens of Bishop Creek, we wish to say that whatever being needed will be forwarded at once on its becoming known." Resilience has long been the hallmark of the Eastern Sierra. With the help and support of their neighbors from nearby towns, the good folks of Independence rebuilt their community and made it better and stronger than ever. I've never met a strong person who has walked an easy path, and the road of life has certainly built strong character in the men and women here along El Camino Sierra.